The Cardinals trying to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Phillies on Greek Heritage Night in Philadelphia. Even Philly Fanatic doing some dancing there. Pick it up in the second scoreless game. Jed Jerko facing Jeremy Hellickson.
And Jerko hits it a ton out to deep left field. And with this, it's a 1-0 St. Louis Cardinals lead. Mike Alfranco. Up the middle and a base hit. Diaz is playing more towards the hole. A base hit into center field, and this game is tied at one.
Two runners with nobody out, and Piscotty at the plate. The pitch. A swing and a solid smash to the gap in right center. That ball gets down and goes to the wall. Carpenter is going to score. Dexter is going to score on the two-run double by Piscotty.
In steps Molina. And Yachty with a drive. Deep left center. This may go. It's a goner. A two-run homer for Yadier Molina.
He's homered now in three straight games.
Whoa. This is out to deep left. Goodbye. Bam. A two-run shot.
The Cardinals snap a two-game skid, defeating the Phillies 8-1. Mike Leake in no decision, allowing one run in six frames. The bullpen does the rest, going five scoreless innings. Manager Mike Matheny spoke after.
He was good. I think there was some little bit of a rhythm issue when he gave up the walks, and the one run that he did give up, it seemed like he was having some misses on sides of the plate that he wasn't even going for, but he found it after that. And I think that was kind of his nemesis. In the last start, same thing. The ball was moving pretty good, and he was having trouble getting it to the side of the plate that he wanted it to. But, you know, he trusted his sinker, I thought, better today, and kept it down and got the outs when he needed them. But good movement, and, you know, he only gave up a couple of hits. So it's pretty hard to complain about what he did, which we're not complaining. Just one inning there that cost him. But overall, very similar to what we've seen almost all season.
Obviously, bullpen great too. One guy, Cecil, seems to be headed in the right direction.
Yeah, he's throwing well. Just confidence. Yeah, I mean, it looks to me like he's getting more extension. The breaking ball's sharper, changeup's good, and his fastball's got a little more life to it, I think. But more anything else, it's getting out there, having some things go in a positive direction, and just kind of riding that. We knew that was going to happen. I mean, he's been a good pitcher for a long time.
The kind of offense you guys have been teasing there for a while, the kind of all the way through the lineup?
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. I'm not even going to mention all the missed opportunities we had early on, because that last inning is the one we want to remember. And, just one guy right after the other taking real good at-bats. It was good to see.
Can we ask about those missed opportunities?
No. Why would we?
When you see your offense come through like that, knowing they can do that on ice is that, even with the chances they didn't have earlier, knowing they can find it within themselves to do that on ice is that?
Yeah, I think that's a situation. That's the pen coming through, our pitching coming through and doing their part and giving us enough opportunities and doing a great job of letting them get back up there and take their chances and then guys putting together some good at-bats. But coming into that last inning, we had a lot of positive things coming out of Baltimore. We talked about it a lot pregame and feeling good about swings of many of the players. Just nice to see Steven in that situation as he had an opportunity early on to get a runner over, get him in. He took a great approach, and that driving to the right center is just a nice swing for him. And, you know, couldn't have come at a better time.
You mentioned kind of having two leadoff hitters on with Carpenter and Fowler
Carp on base all day long, and then gets a guy on base and takes a real nice swing. He missed another one earlier, and Dex is the same way right now. It looks like they're just kind of grinding through those at-bats. That's the only way we can describe it. And when they get into that, they're just soft takes. They're seeing the ball so well. It does seem to, didn't really show its face until the 11th, but it does become contagious for the rest of the team.
Does it feel like getting him back in that one spot is really, it's really kind of been a good spark? I mean, the numbers are incredible.
Yeah, it's hard to deny it, so I'm not going to mess with it now.
Did Deion not see that the ball was caught?
You know, off the bat, I actually thought he made the right read. And great jump. He was positioned properly, and he had moved over a little bit right as that pitch was coming, because I didn't think there was any chance he was getting to it. the only issue there is when he sees the third base coach, he's got to pick him up at that point, and you know, we'd like to see him get back, but there's a lot of moving parts there because you're trying to be aggressive to take a chance. He's been working. He's been one of the guys that's been out there working on balls off the bat. He did all of his information gathering before that ball was hit and took his chance and ended up they made a nice play. But overall, he's got to get back there. He knows it.
Stephen Piscotty with the go-ahead two-run double in the 11th. He talked to the media after the game.
Yeah, I just had to get that one across, and then it seemed like we were totally fine. We had some really good at-bats in that inning, and hopefully we carry that into tomorrow.
Take us through that at-bat. It looked like you were looking for something over the plate, and you got one.
Yeah, looking over the middle, try not to do too much and drive it the other way. Missed an opportunity to do that earlier in the game, so it was really bearing down, trying to focus on getting that one, and got one over the plate and drove it to right center.
Obviously outstanding pitching for you guys. Leak was good and the bullpen was even better.
Yeah, I think you got to give a lot of credit to our bullpen. They have a pretty good one, and through the 8-9 and into the extras, it's good arms, and we kind of had to wait them out and get to some of the other guys in that pen. And for our guys to hold that lead like they did, that's just tremendous, giving us a chance, and that's what it's all about.
Some long, tough games in Baltimore. The off day, did that come at the right time for you guys?
Yeah, we got refreshed, and we're all feeling good. So off days are awesome, and kind of rejuvenated us, and glad we started off this next set with a win.
Tommy Pham provided even more insurance in the 11th inning with his seventh homer of the season.
You know, hopefully tomorrow we could just do it in 9 innings instead of 11.
For you, the home run tonight, what pitch was that? Were you looking for something considering that they weren't able to throw strikes at one point?
It was a cutter. I'm going to tell you guys exactly what I told Waino. He threw me a cutter first pitch, and I said, if he throws it again, I'm going to crush it. And he threw it again, and that normally never works, but it worked there. You know, I wish I could predict stuff like that, but I can't. I'm not that good. But it worked. It worked there. He doubled up on it, and I didn't miss it.
You guys scored a lot of runs, a lot of home runs in Baltimore. You glad that some of it carried over, even though it was late in this one?
Yeah, Yachty, man. Yachty's swinging a great bat. His home run was impressive. Very impressive. I think it's just the benefit right now. We're playing at some good places where you don't want to hit the ball on the ground. And, it's good to play at these low parks because, you know, it helps us hitters out.
And I'm out there with the pitching you guys got.
Fantastic tonight. Bullpen stepped up. They did their thing. Just tomorrow, you know, hopefully we could pick them up sooner.
Up next, the series against the Phillies continues on Wednesday with Michael Wacha on the hill.